just to add to what was said, to the answers from the president that we've just heard, there is judicial treatment of the perpetrators, including prison sentences, correctional work. There are provisions in the criminal code and the prison sentence that are sentences that are applicable. In addition to this, there are general files set up, files for persons who commit gender-based crimes, and this list is kept in the Ministry of Justice. And this includes people who are in conflict with the law in this area, and also the execution of sentences, etc. That's the work being done in that regard. Regarding cyber violence, it should be specified that we have agencies to suppress cybercrime. They have been given the best means and modalities for investigation, allowing them to uncover these acts on various social networks or in other places. This allows us to better suppress these acts. And allows us to correct behavior. Also on cybercrime, regarding cases and data, cases at the CRIET, we would be pleased to provide this to the chair following this dialogue. And you will see that there is effective follow-up on any notification, any case brought to the criminal police. There is a zero-tolerance policy for this type of offence, meaning that proceedings are begun in a timely fashion. There is educational work before criminal proceedings. If a particular offence, the commission of an offence, is not established, this enables total correction of the behaviour that might have taken place, or which might have taken place, so as to prevent that kind of behaviour in an individual. There is also more discreet work, monitoring of the use of personal data, on exchanges on social media, in terms of violence against women, data that are misused, misuse of women's data on these networks. These persons can be identified and prosecuted. That was what I wanted to tell you in response to that concern. Thank you.